This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
With LinkedIn Jobs, we tap into a network of more than a billion professionals to help you find quality professionals quickly and easily for any role you need. Marketing wizards? Found them.
Software engineers?
Found.
That project manager I could never seem to hire?
And found. LinkedIn Jobs quickly matches your roles with candidates with the right skills and experience. In fact, 86% of small businesses get a qualified candidate within 24 hours. Post your first job for free and get started at LinkedIn.com/decide. That's LinkedIn.com/decide. Terms and conditions apply.
Hey, Ola, it's Miles. Thank you guys for listening to the Men's Room Daily Podcast.
Have you heard our newest podcast? It's called The Greatest Story Never Told.
Download it today on Radio.com. Be sure to subscribe. New episodes are uploaded every Tuesday at noon.
Unfortunately, what you're about to hear is real. The members of this radio program are simply not that bright, or what some people would call educated. They are merely stupid. They're not trying to offend anyone on purpose, and all have played doctors on TV. You have been warned, and are cordially invited to join the party. This is the Men's Room.
Forget it, man, and get with the countdown. Get with the countdown. Shake this square world and blast off for Kicksville. The trippers, the grasshoppers, the hip ones, all gathered in secrecy and flying high as a kite.
This is the Men's Room with Miles and Thrill. You know what they say, shake your radio more than three times, and you're playing with it. You're listening to the Men's Room.
Hello, away we go. Welcome to season 16, episode number 3456. Along with Steve the Thrill Hill, the Chad Smith, and Mike Hawk.
Come on.
You are the Men's Room. On tap today, welcome to the exciting return of
Weed Week.
And Ryan Castle joining us once again to sit and spin today some advertising earworm action with the 10 most memorable jingles of all times.
You're welcome in advance.
We will play Profile This, plus headlines, Men's Room Shout of the Day, fun with listener emails, and everyone's favorite, TV Time with Tim.
Click, clack, drink it and enjoy.
All right, here we go. A lonely goose falls in love with a woman, then breaks things off and marries a duck.
Yeah.
Meanwhile, a man goes fishing in Montana, and he did get some bites from a bear as big as a truck. In Korea, some are concerned when a sex doll shop opens next to a school. A dog mom t-shirt accidentally looks like a big, thick family jewel. And in a shock to no one, survey says living near hazardous waste sites, that can shorten your life.
Huh.
And that is all coming on today's very special episode of The Men's Room.
And now, here's the question.
Hola, bitches. Good day to you and yours. All right, our very own Mike Hawk reported on this story yesterday. A man in North Carolina shot and killed a masked intruder when that masked intruder kicked down the door and demanded money. Now, the twist here was that the masked intruder was the homeowner's grandson. That's going to make for a very awkward family dinner. Even more awkward, we go to the state of New York, where a federal court is hearing a request that asks for an exemption regarding incest. Yeah. A parent there seeks permission to marry their own adult child. Now, most legal experts, they don't think it's going to fly. They cited Woody Allen and said, look, he had a stepkid. We did not let it fly. Now, I'm sure everyone who'd be invited to that wedding is really hoping it doesn't happen. Might be a little uncomfortable. Actually, late last month in China, a woman attending her son's wedding, she realized that the bride-to-be was her long-lost daughter. Seriously. Now, oddly enough, the groom was not her biological brother. He'd been adopted after the mother lost all hope of finding the long-lost daughter in the first place. So she adopted this kid. The kid gets married. The woman he's marrying is actually the daughter that she lost years ago. However, one question I do have, does that make her son-in-law, or her daughter, her daughter-in-law? Chew on that one for a while. So many questions. But family will do that to you, right? There's always something weird. Actor Jack Nicholson when he was 37 years old. He found out that his older sister, June, who had just passed away, was actually his biological mother. It's a very weird story that we will share coming up. But first, we want you to think about your own family, all those elements about your family that make it odd or just weird quirks that certain family members have. It's a real simple question we have today, and I promise you have an answer. What is the most unique thing about your family dynamic?
Be part of the Big Show. Call 206-421-ROCK. Like the Men's Room on Facebook. Follow us on Twitter and Instagram at Men's Room Live. And send those emails to themensroom@kisw.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me, because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
We return to the Men's Room with Miles and Thrill. 99.9 KISW.
Home Charles, and away we go. Welcome to season 16, episode number 3456. What a large and in charge program we have for you today. Guaranteed future repeat. Once again, Ryan Castle will join us. We will sit and spin. And today we'll, unfortunately for you, maybe put a jingle in your ear that you will not be able to get rid of.
Yay!
And these are how advertisers get stuck to stick in your brain. We are talking the car jingle.
1-800-CARS-FOR-KIDS.
1-800-CARS-FOR-KIDS.
Everyone complained about the jingle. I'm like, right, but you know it. That's their only point.
They just want you to remember that phone number.
Oh, yeah, I remember it.
And a lot of those songs are so catchy, they kind of created a brand and created the legacy of the product as we know it.
What is it O'Reilly Auto Part? Yeah. My kids break it. Like, if that commercial, anytime it goes to commercial, they want to change the station. But if that commercial comes on, they're like, wait, because they sing it, including ow.
So what happens when your kids, they grow up a little bit, and they're starting to drive, and they need an auto part? They're going to go to O'Reilly.
Every time. I guarantee it.
See, that's how this works. So today we have the 10 most
memorable they call me and get money.
Jingles of all time. I do remember the two all beef patties. That was a big one growing up. The Wrigley Experiment, double gum. They used to
what was Wrigley Experiment?
Double your
something. Double your fun.
Double this, double that. Either way, you're doubling it up.
Are you sure you remember it?
I do remember.
That sounds real ad-lib. Double this, double that.
You know, double McGon. There's a
couple. That was like double your fun.
Yeah. Double but your pleasure. Double your pleasure with double mint gum.
Are you sure that's it?
Yeah.
I'm with him on this one.
Yeah.
All right, man.
Okay.
I feel like it's close. I
watched a lot of TV growing up. You know
well, we
I
mean? All did.
Exactly.
All three networks.
We will have the 10 most memorable jingles of all times on the way on Sit and Spin. And as you know, we draw a name from a hat at the beginning of the program. As you listen to the show, maybe you could hear some things that would kind of tip you off to whose name was drawn out of said hat. Mm-hmm. So what we would ask
if
you
anyone
to do,
want Fritos?
Is go to our Twitter there.
Other hints.
At Men's Room Live. If you don't follow us there, please do it. Men's Room Live. And you can pick what name you think was drawn out of the hat as we do the show today. All right, on to the question. The strangest or most unusual thing about your family dynamic, whether you realize it or not, because you only know what you know, at times you find out some very interesting and unique things about your family that maybe you did not know before. Could be an individual. Mm-hmm. Could be your cousin and why they're really not around anymore.
Sure.
Why your uncle's in jail. You learn a lot of things as you get older. And you are ready to handle this information. So today we're going to talk about exactly that. Whether it's strange, whether it's unique, whether it's unusual, whether it's somewhat incestual. That's up for grabs.
You gotta go
as
there,
well.
Man.
Well, that's part of it, dude.
I was tracking with it.
That's part of it. That is really part of it.
It can be, but I'm hoping it's not.
Yeah. Depends on how good looking your cousins are. Doesn't it?
I would feel more comfortable with murder than incest. If they say, hey, man, You can either find out, like, your grandfather slept with 15 of his own kids. No. Or your grandfather killed 15 people. I'm like, I'm better with the latter. Sorry.
Okay. Here's the weirdest one I've ever had to try to work my way through. Did not follow through on it, but this is the honest to God. This is my dilemma. I am 21 years old, all right? And my mother remarried when I was 5.
Okay. Okay.
So that family has a very extended Italian family.
And hey, my!
When I say extended, I'm talking third, fourth cousins down the line, everything else. Now, this girl that I knew, we were the same age. We knew each other growing up.
Mm-hmm.
She was like fourth or third cousins with my stepfather.
All right.
Which my mom married into, right?
Yeah.
Okay. Well, she was very, very attractive.
Mm-hmm.
But when you would go to family gatherings, and there was a ton of them in the area, because it's a big-ass Italian family.
Right.
They get together a lot. They go to church. They hang out. Socially, they visit each other's dentist office, restaurants. But you see them everywhere.
Sure.
Because they're very tight-knit. And they, you know what I mean? They spend money at their own places. Anyway, so I would see her all the time. She is hot, right? I mean, hot, hot, hot. When I'm 21 years old, we're sitting at the bar one night, and we're talking, and I'm thinking to myself, oh, God, this seems like this is going down a road. You know what I mean? Like,
mm-hmm.
a road. And I'm like, and I told her, man. I was like, because she's like, well, what are you going to do after this? And it's like,
get some cuz fuzz.
It's 145, dude. You know what I mean? Like, it's 145.
No fuzzing with my cousin.
I mean, they're gonna kick us out of this bar in a minute. The bar's closing, too. Like, I don't know. Probably go home and go to bed. You know what I mean?
Little family slamly.
And I'm just looking, and she's looking at me, and I'm like, we can't do this. She's like, I know. And I'm like, we cannot do this. I'm like, we cannot
but
do
wait,
this.
But wait, she's the fourth cousin
yes,
of your stepdad.
It's not even blood. It's
right.
not even close.
So what's the problem?
She's a fourth cousin of a guy you're already not
biologically
related
from
to.
From the time that I was 5, I saw this person at almost every single family function.
You didn't see her naked. You just saw her face.
But she was still a part of that family.
That's understood.
But that was
so
my
are you.
That was my family.
Yeah.
I mean, not biologically.
I mean, yeah, because like, I have like cousins, but there's no blood relation to them.
There's no blood relation. But it was still the dynamic of how often we hung out in family environments, right?
So how many times would you see her, if you guys had slept together, how many times a year, on average, would you still be in awkward company?
Different at 21 years of age than with family function where, you know, you're a kid and you're going to all these things with your parents. So that dynamic definitely would change.
Okay, let me ask you this.
Sounds like the function just got better.
Say this happens, right? So you slept with her. It turns out this is the woman for you, right? You just hit it off for whatever reason.
Oh, my God. It would,
but how would your family?
Oh, my
God.
What
would be the family? Because you would say, like, look, we're not blood related, but for whatever reason, this is the person I'm supposed to know.
I would be threatened with a baseball bat.
Oh, damn.
I can guarantee you it would be an object where you're like, what did you pull out of your trunk? You know, tire iron.
All right, so without the threat of violence, did it matter that she was the fifth cousin of your stepdad?
What mattered was,
she might have a closer relation to me at that point than you.
What mattered was that she was part of my family that I always hung out with in association with only being part of my family.
Sure.
So look, I could be adopted, and it wouldn't, still, you go like, dude, you're adopted. You can do whatever you want. You can have sex with your sister. You're not really related.
Right, right.
You know what I mean? Not by blood.
But this
you were adopted.
Cousin of a not the person you grew up in the house with.
But she was always around. All the cousins were around.
I know, but did you just want to see
her?
So
you're saying that I should have gone ahead and pulled the trigger.
Now, I wouldn't have, but I'm saying you should have.
I didn't.
I know.
I'm in West Virginia. This is like, you know what I mean?
It's set up from birth.
Right. It's just
I think
like,
it's fine.
It makes it even worse.
Would you do it?
Yeah.
Yeah. Give it a thought. It's like,
well,
you called her hot like 3 times.
Oh, my God. Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah.
Like, I have made a vision of what this woman looks like. I'm like, oh, the hell with it.
As the guy who called it, this is way out kicking my coverage. I mean, this was not.
You should have done it.
This is
you
not even.
Done it.
I shouldn't even be.
Who's the hottest chick you ever slept with? You can say, my cousin.
Right. That's what I'm saying. So I didn't do it. And I never had, and we were never in that situation again, thank God.
Did you see each other again?
All the time.
Was there an elephant in the room? In other words, both of you kind of silently agreed to not acknowledge.
There was an elephant in the room.
Yeah.
Her younger sister was also hot. That's like 2 years younger. So, like, and then I see her.
Wow.
You know, it's just like, yeah, the whole family is just, you know, beautiful females.
Were you ever in a situation with the younger sister?
No, I wasn't. Okay. No, I wasn't. But, you know, I mean, I'd still drank with her.
Would you be mad if you found out, like, your brother hit that?
Ooh, like,
that, dude. That's blood, though. See, he's blood. He's blood. See, I'm not blood. I'm just a stepkid, right?
Do you think he would have told you, like, you dummy? I'm blood. You should have done that. She's beautiful.
He would have said, he would have congratulated me and then asked me if I knew how messed up that was. Just based on how close the families were. That's all. I mean, because he'd have been like, dude, I can't. I mean, like, we've known her since we shared babysitters and stuff.
Yeah, sure.
You just pile everybody into somebody's house, get a babysitter for like six kids. Right. So I've known her forever.
Right. I mean, look, I get it. I have like cousins of my cousins that I don't even know there's no blood relation. I don't even know what it is. But you're right. You just grow up with some people that you call your cousins and you're around them.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. And then they become kind of your extended family.
But they're not really. So if you have a chance to sleep with them.
I mean, technically speaking. You know what I mean? Like, if we were to... I mean,
technically, you are family, but you are not blood related.
Yes. And that's the problem. When you say family, then that leads to incestuous behavior. So to me, it's kind of like family...
Then stop saying family.
Well, that's what I mean. I'm not
gonna say family. She has a name. Don't call her. You've got to say her name's Janine.
Right. I mean, just couldn't get past it. That's just too much.
Yeah. It's your approach on this. It's better be, let's not use big words. Why don't we just say, like, oh, you know, funny enough, my wife Janine here is actually my cousin of my stepdad.
Yeah.
Fun fact. How'd you guys meet? Oh, right. Well, my stepdad's her cousin.
Then we have some other craziness.
Let's go. Had a good ragu on a Sunday afternoon.
Here's an interesting family dynamic. A man trying to rob his own grandfather was shot Thursday morning in Charlotte. Roger this story yesterday. According to Longview police, a shooting happened around 8 a.m. at the home. Police said the grandfather was home alone when his 34-year-old grandson kicked in the door wearing a mask. When the grandson assaulted his grandfather and demanded money, he was then shot multiple times. Grandson fled on foot but was found at a nearby hotel with life-threatening injuries. Grandfather, who suffered facial and bodily injuries, said he did not know the suspect was his own grandson. So our question, what is the strangest or most unique thing about your family dynamic? 206-421-ROCK.
Before we get to the phone calls, Miles, a few people chimed in on your past dilemma of, do I sleep with my stepfather's fourth or fifth cousin?
Yes. Happens. I mean, how many times have you heard that question?
Oh, many times. Look, then they have a game show with the name. Hey, will you sleep? These people are the hottest people you've seen in your life, but they are the fifth cousins of your step parents. Will you sleep with them?
You never.
The Bachelor. I would watch that.
You never.
All 12 of the contestants are cousins of yours.
You never in the night. At the bar with the hottest woman that has been in there all night.
Not who's my cousin,
though. And then get a clue to think, man, and then you got to just say, man, I was cussing the entire walk home. Damn it.
I can hear it in your voice
now.
You're
a moron. Like, you are
an idiot. You sound like you regret not doing it.
I do.
Okay. Well,
but I made the right moral decision.
Yeah, but sometimes morality gets in the way of fun, bro.
Yeah, it did.
I mean, sorry.
Ruined it.
Someone here says this show is off to a phenomenal start, and Miles should have tapped it.
She wants a D, and she's going to get one.
Yes.
Oh, God. Weak. Someone else, Miles should have hit it. Jesus Christ, Miles, first cousins are fine.
First cousins are fine.
I like this one.
We do not agree with every statement that's being
made. No.
You have no blood relation, tag it, and this one is my favorite. No excuse, Miles. Go to Slamtown.
Oh, no.
At that point in time, you got to remember, man, I grew up with her.
We understand. Look,
she was family.
When I was growing up, man, there were some really hot, like, girls that you just thought were cute. It goes back to, like, third, fourth grade, right? But then you grow up, and I've known them my life. Now we're adults, like, that cute girl sometimes became a really hot chick, and I would have had no problem, except they had no interest in me, right?
Sure.
But if they'd said, well, we've known each other since fourth grade, but like, great.
Okay.
Take your pants off. I get it, man.
Ted, here you go. I am
cousin.
I'm 7 years old. I go to my grandmother's home for Sunday dinner. Happens every Sunday at 1 o'clock.
All right.
The entire extended family comes over. There's a kid's table that's like two tables pushed together where six kids can sit down. Every single Sunday, I sat there and had dinner with her. From the time that I was 7 years old.
A long play. I respect it.
You know what I'm saying? Like,
you worked on it that long.
I did my time. You know what I mean? But I mean, like, I did it in a family environment.
That's so fun.
I thought she was hot when I was like eight. I didn't even know what my thing was for. You know what I mean?
And then you figured out what it was for, and she was going to throw something to you.
I know.
And you didn't.
I did.
And you regret it now.
I
understand
I
the morality of it, but then again, like, you know.
When you're at the bar.
Yeah?
The thoughts are racing through your head.
Crazily.
It's one of them, and I mean, I'm not trying to mean that it's just like, we're in West Virginia, we can't.
But a lot of that, yes. Absolutely.
Because I feel like if you were in Maryland at the time, game on.
Right.
So you're saying part of your decision was the fact that the stereotype of West Virginia sleeping with the cousins.
Yeah.
It's like,
oh, God. I mean, you know. I mean, you know.
So wait, if you were in Pennsylvania.
Right.
Same scenario. We have a different story. Like, hey, I slept with my cousin.
He would have been in those Quaker Oaks.
I think it would have definitely changed my perception of the stereotype. Because anytime you went anywhere when you're a kid in West Virginia, that's all you heard.
Sure.
Oh, you have sex with your cousin? You're from West Virginia?
It was always your cousin.
But wait.
It was always your cousin. You kiss your cousin, you could kiss your cousin.
I grew up in Maryland. We made those jokes all the time.
So, like, you just hear this.
Yeah, but you're part of the reason why, because you wanted to.
Right. You're inundated with it.
So you might as well.
Yes. I know.
No, because you wanted to. Like, we're already saying the joke, oh, just sleep with your cousin. And all you can say is, no, but I want to.
Because
and I'm only not because they call me off,
man. Because I was like, dude, we're not hillbillies. We don't. We don't have sex with our cousins. Like,
but you wanted to have sex with your cousin.
I know. That's why I had to fight it. Because I didn't want them to be right.
So
I didn't. You know what I mean? You're stubborn. You're like, the hell.
I'm not going to sleep with either of them.
You can't be right.
Everyone predicted
every
this would happen.
Every jackass that made that joke my way, and I'm like, I'm not going to let you win.
But you
but
won.
Then I lost.
Right.
You big dummy.
Right?
Yeah.
I'm just saying.
You don't want us to be right with the jokes, so I wanted to. But maybe you should say that, hey, West Virginia
I'm
way,
being serious.
We want to sleep with our cousins, but we don't.
Right. We have enough coups.
We're not Kentucky.
Right.
But they don't get those jokes.
They don't either. It's Tennessee.
No, that's what I'm saying.
It's just you guys.
Right.
But now you can start.
It's specific. There was a punk rock band called Kissing Cousin. And in their, what was the name of their, the name of their album was, If You Can't Keep It In The Pants, Keep It In The Family. That was their first LP.
They went on to not bigger or better things.
And they were from West Virginia?
Yes. They're a punk rock band.
I'm going to assume someone from Pennsylvania is listening, because it simply says, don't bring Pennsylvania into this.
Oh, you've never been to Mason Town? Get out of here. Union Town, you know you kiss your cousins.
Leave us out of it. We're just Pennsylvania.
Hey, what do we do? We're Pennsylvania.
Right. But you go to Mount Morris and tie up a truck driver on a tree and have sex with him.
Someone here asked, what does she look like now?
Ooh. Was she at your wedding?
No. Which one? No.
Do you know what she looks like now?
I'll look.
Are you confident?
No, I don't want to do that.
Come on! Right. I want to see what this woman looks like now. I think that's fair.
What is the strangest or most unique thing about your family dynamic? 206-421-ROCK.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify has got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odyssey podcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odyssey podcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. shopify.com/odyssey podcast.
After the end of a good fight, you deserve an ice-cold reward. Medela, the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, the bigger the fight, the better the reward. You put in the hours, the energy, the tough labor. You are a fighter, and Modelo is your reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
99.9 KISW.
Yay!
You're in the men's room.
Radio.com is now Odyssey. Download the Odyssey app. Listen to KISW and the men's room anytime, anywhere. Odyssey. AUDACY. Our question, what is the strangest or most unique thing about your family dynamic? 206-421-ROCK.
Miles, you were talking about your cousin dilemma from years ago.
Moving on?
No, no, we're moving on. This comment came in before you even began story, but I think it puts one thing into perspective. My brother married our stepsister and had three kids with her. See there? Stepsister.
Ooh.
You could have done the fifth cousin of a stepdad.
Ooh.
Someone else says his cousin got his other cousin pregnant, and someone else says in school two cousins got married, and then they point out, but they were fugly already.
Okay.
Hello, Mike. Welcome to the men's room.
Hey, hola.
Hola.
So I'm adopted. I was born in Columbus, Ohio, and when I was adopted, the laws basically... adoption records would never be open in Ohio. And then about 7 years ago, the state decided to open up adoption records. So I went to the home that my mom was sent to because I'm 55. So way back when, I didn't expect to have any type of reunions with moms and dads or anybody. So they went to a birthing home, and so it was kept secret. Found my birth mother, her name and everything.
Hello?
Oh, come on.
My aunt?
It was running into...
Your phone keeps breaking up, that's all, man.
Yeah, so just step back a couple sentences.
I started to do some research when I got to Ohio at the adoption agency and ran into a bunch of dead ends. So I hired a private investigator, and he told me that my mother had committed suicide 2 years after I was born. Well, so he got the file from the police report, and then he said, hey, something's not right. So he hired another private investigator to work with him, and I found out that my mother was murdered by the mob.
Jeez.
The mafia. Wow.
Why?
Yeah, so she was a high-class call girl, very, very high class. I'm talking... 1969, she was making $2,500 a weekend in Vegas, and she was working for a furrier, a very well-known furrier in Vegas, and behind the scenes, he was running a high-end prostitution ring, and they figured she must have found out or knew a little too much, so they had her killed and staged it as a suicide. And
wow.
So as I started to dig even deeper... the private investigator told me, you know what, it's time to stop. You don't want to know anymore, and you certainly don't want to be connected to any of the people she was connected to. So just stop doing what you're doing.
And did you stop?
I did stop, yeah. But the beauty is I found my biological grandmother. She lives in Florida. She's 96 years old. She's amazing. A lot of people tell me I should write a book about it.
Yeah, I mean, look, it's intriguing for me to listen to. I don't know how well you write. A few questions. Did you find out who your biological father was?
No, and I that was where the private investigator told me to stop.
So the chances are, based on that conversation, my assumption that he knows, there's a very good chance you're a blood relative of someone probably still in the mob.
I was going to say, do you have black hair?
Yeah.
All right. Yeah. And maybe that's what he was saying was, it's not so much your mom, it's your father.
And it might be the idea you don't want him to find you.
He could be married. Now he's got an illegitimate child. If things go south, whatever the deal is, I'm not saying that's how you resolve things. I'm just saying that you know.
Or perhaps the private investigator was your father.
Have you ever seen?
You don't want to know anymore.
Have you ever seen did your grandmother ever show you a picture of your mom?
Oh, yeah. I've got. See, my mother actually went to the World's Fair in New York. And she was actually crowned Miss Unisphere up there. And she won a screen test in Los Angeles for some show called Dream Girls. And it was basically sort of like The Dating Game, but it was a little different. They brought out 15 to 20 girls, and they had they asked some questions, kind of like a mini dating game beauty pageant. And she ended up making it to, like, the final five. But I've got pictures of my mom from that show and from winning Miss Unisphere at the World's Fair. And I mean, so I've got all kinds.
So honestly, how attractive was your mother?
She's beautiful. Absolutely drop dead beautiful.
And
yeah.
Did you get any of that, or did you look in the mirror and say, what the hell?
You're going to laugh at this. My grandmother said, if I didn't have a goatee and a mustache, she goes, you'd be the spitting image of your mom.
But your grandmother still does not know or is not privy to anything as far as who your dad could possibly be.
No. As a matter of fact, my step-grandfather, my biological grandfather died. My step-grandfather he did some research after all this happened, and he kept all of it away from my grandmother. My grandmother doesn't know anything about it.
I'll be damned.
Yeah.
Damn.
I get that.
And I won't, I'll take it to when she passes, she will never know. I will never tell her any of that because my mother was, when my grandma saw me when I flew to Florida, she almost fell to her knees. She said the resemblance was so crazy that she was just crying and hugging me. And that was my grandmother's favorite daughter. I know we don't want to favorite our kids. But that was my
It depends on the moment,
it
bro.
It happens.
It comes and goes. All right, let me ask you this. What is, when you're finding out this information, right? Because when you first started down this road, did you have any idea of what to expect?
No, actually. I mean, I was hoping because my mom was so young when she had me. I mean, I was hoping she'd still be alive.
And all right.
Everything would be great. And then I found out she was dead by connecting to the, reunion coordinator at her high school. And he called me back and said, hey, I mean, this is like hours after I had found all the adoption papers and all that, because with the internet, you can, find stuff very quickly. And I ended up finding this gentleman's name, and he called me within an hour and said, hey, I'm sorry to tell you, but your mom has passed. And I was like, oh, okay, well, I mean, that's that. And then, the whole bunch of roads led to the private investigator finding out who my biological grandmother was. And then, I called her, and it was quite the shock to her. And
no, sure.
It's crazy. I mean, all the pieces that I've put together and all the information the private investigator gave me, I mean, really shook me to the core that, this is what my mother went through.
Did your grandmother have any idea that she was that you were her grandson?
Did she know you existed?
At the time, you know what I mean? Did she realize that her daughter had been pregnant and that she had a child and all these things?
Yeah, she was the one that took my mother to the adoption home. It was tried to be kept secret. They told all the family and people around and friends and everybody that she was going to a beauty school. In a different county, and she, was living there while she was going to beauty school.
Wow.
The reality was that she was having me.
So basically, when you called your grandmother, she's like, I know exactly who you are. It wasn't one of those things like, I don't believe that.
Right.
I know exactly who you are.
Well, the hard part was, or the weird part was, is I didn't get to my grandma right away. I found her through a church directory, and I called the church trying to see if they would let me get in touch with her. And her best friend was one of the ladies that ran the books at the church. And she basically was like, oh, well, I don't know who your grandmother is and all that. She knew exactly who she was. And so she called my grandmother and said, this man called me today saying he was your grandson. I didn't even know you had a grandson with Karen, my mom.
Right.
And she's like, well, let me just tell you a story. And they sat down and told the story to each other, and then lo and behold, she called me back and said, okay, your grandmother is freaking out, she's shocked, she wants to really ease into this. I said, I want to get on a plane and meet her. And she's like, she wants to have some phone calls first. And so we chatted on the phone for about 2 months before I flew out to see her.
Damn. That is actually fascinating, man.
That is a unique family dynamic.
I mean, look, my life is not that exciting, but in a lot of ways, I'm glad it's not. I don't necessarily
That's crazy.
That doesn't mean, because, like, look, you're adopted, the records are sealed, you're going to go investigate, like, what happened, what your family was, or whatever the case might be. And I'm sure you try not to get your hopes up, but I don't care who you are as a human being, you're probably going to romanticize about what you find on some level, knowing it probably won't be the case, but you try to make it good. But that S, that, you don't expect that, man, and especially when the private investigator's like, oh, yeah, I'm getting all kinds of information, But seriously, I'm not going to share anymore. Even, this is your family.
Yes,
you have every right to it, but stop.
I can't believe those records aren't sealed just up until the point where that person becomes an adult.
And they
can make their own decisions. You know what I mean? Like, I just want to know from a medical standpoint. I mean, that's very important. When you go to the doctor, they always say, like, sure,
family history.
And this is important to know in certain instances, you know, whether you should have children, depending on what you might carry.
Well, I mean, I know on my mom's side, some of them die young when they're whacked by the mob.
Well, yeah, but you know what I'm saying? Like, high blood pressure, diabetes, whatever the situation is. If something can be passed down and you don't know it, that's important stuff.
What is the strangest or most unique thing about your family dynamic? 206-421-ROCK.
By the way, real quick, one of our more astute listeners just Googled this guy's mother because he dropped her name. Says, just Googled her, says, holy crap, she is beautiful.
Yeah, what year did she win?
I don't know. Hey, dude that just Googled her, or woman that just Googled her. What year did she, was it Unisphere?
He kept saying Unisphere.
69, was it 69 or 71? 1969, Ted. Jesus Christ, man.
Hey,
they just. So it's either 1969 or 1970.
Are you going to start talking about this guy's dead mom?
In Vegas.
I just, aww. I mean, look, I just think we should see.
Yeah.
Okay.
Trying to find her. Somebody find her. All right. In the meantime.
Now.
Hello, Yordi. Welcome to the men's room.
Hola, bitches.
Hola.
How you doing tonight?
We're doing great.
Doing great.
All right, great. All right, first off, the Pennsylvania thing. I lived in Butler, Pennsylvania for almost 30 years. Ted's friends there, I believe.
Yeah, man.
And as far as the families go, there are some couple families up there that I won't name any names that are intermixed, shall we say.
Yeah.
Okay, I'll leave it at that.
Each generation, right. Their eyes are a little farther apart.
Me and this guy, we've emailed each other.
It's amazing. You can pick them out of a crowd.
Yeah. Anyway, I was going to say, one of my best friends was in Butler.
I have one real brother.
All right.
One real sister, two stepsisters, two stepbrothers, and I have a half-sister and a half-brother on my father's side. I have two half-sisters on my mother's side, and I have two stepbrothers and a stepsister from my first stepfather. There you go. And also, my first stepfather, he's my second stepfather. I get confused. I'm left-handed, red-headed stepchild twice. Anyway, so when we moved in with him, and they weren't married yet. My stepsister was about 4 months older than I. Watching TV one night, next thing I know, I'm getting karaoke, and I'm like, well, this is fantastic at 15 years old.
What goes on in Butler, Pennsylvania? See the person who texted in and said, like, don't bring Pennsylvania into this?
But Western Pennsylvania for sure.
Yeah, Miles.
I'm not going to put the last names in there. I don't want to embarrass them.
Right.
They probably don't.
Well, you guys have a great high school football program. I'll give you that.
Oh, hell yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Sing a
Beaver County and that, you know. but yeah.
And that.
So, you're not. Yeah. Go down and get some eggs and that.
Yeah.
Hit for Manny's.
Pants and that.
Yeah, how many of these step siblings do you see on any regular basis?
I see my stepbrother. I live in a gated community now. I was staying with my grandmother, blah, 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 this and that, the other. I stay here. My stepbrother moved into the park and bought a house. My mom lives in another house down in the park. So I see him all the time. But one of my stepbrothers and one of my stepsisters has passed, and the other one does not communicate because of when my youngest stepbrother died from an overdose. They had his ashes, and they found a place to spread the ashes, and it was just a moment of the spur of the moment thing. They put the ashes out. The family wasn't there, so they got PO'd about it. And shut the family up.
Okay.
This is like a ghetto Brady Bunch.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I was going to say, you said you lived in a gated community, but both your mother and your stepbrother live in the park. So I'm asking, is this a gated mobile home park community?
It's a gated manufactured home.
Okay, all right. Okay, yeah. Yeah. Trailer park with a gate in the front. All right. Now I got told that
a long time ago. Yeah. It's a trailer. I said, what, when they take the wheels off and it's not a trailer anymore? Is that how that works?
Right. I just like the fact that you call it a gated community.
Yeah, it's nice
now. I believe it. Trust me, my dad lives in one.
Yards are well kept.
Yeah.
People are nice.
You got any pink flamingos out there?
No pink flamingos.
My dad's got that.
Does he really?
Yeah. Well, he said Florida. He's got
the home park, sure. It's part of
right. It's
HOA demands it. You can't have a yard.
You can't have fewer than seven in your front yard.
Exactly.
Yeah, no kidding.
Wow. How do you? Butler is a strange spot.
I know where Butler, PA is, man.
Yeah.
And he's like any joke you'd make about West Virginia, you can make about Butler.
But they don't.
Well, they don't because it's one county.
Yeah, but they just.
It's the whole state. Hey, look, man. You're the one who wants to sleep with the cousin.
You didn't.
And by the way, everyone says you should have. Everyone that has texted into the show was like,
but they,
why didn't you just do it?
They had never been made fun of their entire life anywhere they went. Like, oh yeah, man, kiss your cousin a lot. I mean, if you hear that joke enough, you're just like, you know what, man? I'm not going to do it. Just not going to do it in spite of you.
See, I feel the other way. I feel like, well, that's what people assume, you know.
Yeah, sometimes
and
you
I'm just going to roll with
sometimes
it.
Sometimes you got to roll with it.
Okay.
You know.
All right, maybe I made a mistake. But look, at the time, I thought I did the right thing.
Look, I'm a black dude, right? If somebody even jokingly said, oh, you want some of my chicken from KFC? I'd be like, I sure do, homie.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Like, you take advantage of the things that work in your family. Oh, you want an orange soda?
Right.
You know what?
All right.
I would.
I'd love one.
Grab me a Fanta. I'm not going to listen. I don't care, man.
Like, Grab me a Fanta.
Give me a bucket of chicken. You're goddamn right. Ha-ha. And I'm going to eat and drink and be happy. You could have been having sex. I mean, look, the stereotype's there, man.
I know.
I had
somebody
follow me.
There's only so much you can do.
Follow me into a corner store.
Uh-huh.
To try to get the food I had. And I finally turned around and said something. He goes, oh, you're going to be the angry white guy now? And I said, you mean like yelling? And he left.
It worked.
He followed you in a convenience store to get your food?
Yeah.
I was like, no. How did he know what you're getting?
He wanted money with the food. Okay. And I said, no.
All right. So Ted's angry white guy. So Ted's like, roll with it.
Yeah. And I yelled at him.
You know? Hell yeah.
What is the strangest or most unique thing about your family dynamic? 206-421-RUN.
That's kind of quick action you needed in that bar, Montgomery.
You need to do, man. If you were tracking like me and Ted, you'd have been like, and I went to Slam Town.
Right? I graduated from this university, and I love this state. Now get in here, cuz.
Hello, David. Welcome to the men's room.
Hey.
Hola.
First off, RIP George Floyd.
Yeah.
So, my grandpa and my uncle are the same person.
Your grandfather?
Yeah. So my mom's aunt died in 1985, and then my mom's dad died in 1986. And then in 1991, my mom's mom, so my grandmother, married my dead grandpa's brother.
Did they look alike?
They could almost be twins. Hang on right there.
Now, Miles, I know what you're saying, but in the event that happens, wouldn't you just go for something entirely different?
Yes.
You know what I mean? Just like, I'm trying something new. It's like getting a haircut. Like, look, I was with this. They passed.
I can't.
You know, so I'm going to, I don't know. I'm not
even, dude. Yeah, Miles, would you?
I'll take the fifth. I think Ted knows. Don't you know Ted? What I'm talking about?
Oh, I know
we're
exactly.
We're dragging, aren't we?
You're not the right person to ask.
Guilty.
Never mind. Ted, would you not look for something entirely different? I've been eating hamburgers all the time. Let me try these hot dogs, all right?
I mean, Ted's kind of got a type too, Steve.
Yeah, but Ted's type comes to him.
I know it doesn't matter how
they
you
come down on giant
matter.
Magnetic
someone
breast
could hand,
and blonde
someone
hair.
Someone could hand you the hot dog or the hamburger. Right. You don't have to pick. Someone could give it to you. You don't have a choice.
I don't know if I'm the right person to ask either.
Mike?
Have you dated people that look different?
Yeah. Have you ever done that? In
or just hair color counts, right? So I've dated different hair colors.
That's crazy.
Yeah, but I mean, sure. But that changes for four times in a relationship.
You've never dated anyone with less than a B cup.
I know.
Seriously. I mean, honestly. All right, let's take a quick break here. My question.
We still got David on the line.
Oh, David's still there. My bad, David. You okay? My bad.
Sorry.
No worries, mate.
Okay.
Yeah, so all my cousins, they all knew him as Uncle Donnie. All my younger cousins knew him as Grandpa. I didn't know.
Wait, when were you born? Were you alive when any of this weirdness was going on?
So I was born in 86, so I was like 2 months old when my
All right,
died.
So this is not too long back then. No, not at all.
Okay. Right. No, and I just heard the story because my grandpa uncle just died in November. He passed in November. So I finally heard the story when I was, you know, and my grandma, she started hanging out with some motorcycle riders, I guess. Yeah. I don't know. And my aunts and mom were not keen on that. And so when their uncle stepped in, they embraced him.
Clearly. I guess,
and
with their legs.
Yeah, it was. It's, I don't know. I was always confused growing up.
Well, what did you know him as? Did you know him as your uncle or your grandpa?
I went back and forth. Okay. I went back and forth because, like I said, all my older cousins called him Uncle Donnie. All my younger cousins called him Grandpa. So I just called him whichever he responded to.
I'd have called him a grunkle.
Quick survey here. What state were you living in at the time?
California.
Okay.
Well, they're California and Michigan.
All right.
Okay. Oh, Michigan.
Miles, you got any family in Michigan?
I sure do. They're Italian. What is the strangest or most unique thing about your family dynamic? 206-421-ROCK.